Welcome back to the LDK channel. My name is Kwa Lee, and I'm very pleasure to be the MC of our podcast this week. As a promise, each week we will bring to all the audience who was listening to our channel an interesting book. This week, the book is written by Creel Hayden Taylor, who is a 10 book writer, and I hope everyone will catch up with me on this journey on The Baby Blue. The Baby Blue is actually a play which surrounds normal life situations of indigenous people. The background of the story is set at a random pow-pow venue on a reserve somewhere in central Ontario. It starts with a conflict between Chini, a 37 major independent mom, and her daughter, Patrick, who is a strong-haired teenager who only wants to see the outer world. Their normal life is broken since Noble, a 38 fancy dancer, came to the pow-pow. Accidentally, Noble found himself as the father of Patrick and husband of Chenny. Standing between two choices, Noble has to make a decision whether being a nice father who will take care of his family or continuing the wildlife on the highway. Unfortunately, he decides to drop all his responsibility and run away. However, his lovely wife does not want things to happen that way. So Chenny and Noble has a conversation together. After being punched several times and harmed, have to give back 17 years feeding money of his daughter, a huge amount of money that Noble cannot afford. He has to agree to reconnect with Patrick. Actually, this story has a happy ending, which everybody has their own happiness, except the strange repeated circles of Amos, Noble, and Patrick. All of these three people are dancers. Two have left their own wife, alone raising the children, and Patrick, the 17 little girl, is about to follow the same destiny. After reading this book, the story left me with a big question. How the decisions we make in the present can affect others' destiny? First, before we go deeper into details, I need everybody to close their eyes and see ourselves as a tiny little snail of a huge machine. We are all the important parts of our world, and every decision we make in our life can somehow affect others, or eventually raise them up, pull them down. For example, let's talk about Amos, who seems to be the wisest elder in the story, and also the father of Noble. When he left Noble's mother, his wife has to take care of Noble on her own. Without the father, the responsibility of the mother is too heavy. She cannot raise Noble carefully. Because of that, Noble finds his own way of happiness at the life on the road. Time goes by. Noble grows up and becomes a responsible dad just like Amos. Noble, instead of choosing to be a nice dad, he decides to leave his lady one more time. So, it is pretty clear that Amos' decision somehow shaped the direction of his son's life. Another example is Noble's decision and how it affects his daughter, Patrick. After having a big scar on the heart, Chini, who is Noble's lady, tries to prevent the same event to her daughter by pushing away boys like Noble, such as fancy dancer, dumbass kids. However, kids tend to do things which or banned from their parents. Accidentally, Pashik somehow drives herself into the same situation as her mother. One more time, Noble, who was affected by his father's decision, now affects the life of his daughter. Maybe this is how destiny works, isn't it? After all, we do not mean to judge anyone in the story, just as in the real life. We just have learned a big lesson. Be wise before making decisions and do not regret. Oh, seems like we're running out of time. If anyone wants to discuss more about the story with us, please comment below. Do not forget to follow us for more interesting books. Thanks for all, and good night, everyone.